This is Chris.
And this is Jim.
And this is Double Dome Digitally Speaking.
Enjoy the show.
If you are leading a B2B service firm, and especially if you're one of those businesses that's, you know, successfully hit that 5 million mark and you're now aiming for 10, we really need to have a very honest conversation about your digital future.
Mm-hmm.
That reliable search engine results page, the SRP that we all leaned on so heavily for organic leads back in 2024.
Yeah.
It's functionally gone.
It is. It has been totally replaced by a reality that's just dominated by AI-generated overviews, by conversational search, generative answers. I mean, this isn't some theoretical disruption on the horizon.
Yeah.
It's a direct threat right now to your organic lead flow.
Yeah.
If you've seen your hard-won rankings just kind of plateau, or if your current marketing team can't really articulate a strategy beyond just, let's make more blog posts,
right,
then you're playing defense in a game that frankly demands a really aggressive offense.
Absolutely. We've all watched the digital ground just shift right from under us, especially since 2025. So the mission for today is to cut through all that noise. We want to uncover exactly how to AI-proof your SEO. We need to figure out how to ensure that when a prospect asks a complex, high-value question, your business, and not some generic AI summary, is the definitive must-click answer.
That is the strategic imperative.
Yeah.
And what's so fascinating here is that this kind of overhaul, it isn't about small incremental gains anymore. It's about survival. It's about building an inherently valuable, protected digital asset.
Okay, I like that. A protected asset.
We're shifting from an SEO mindset that was focused on being first to a mindset that's focused on being the only authoritative source. Let's call it building a brand moat.
I love that. A brand moat. That frames the entire goal perfectly. Okay, let's unpack this. Let's start with the big foundational shift.
Uh-huh.
Why is the content that worked for us, say, a year ago, suddenly failing? Why is good content just not enough anymore?
The simple answer is volume saturation. By the middle of 2025, the internet just became absolutely flooded with generic, thinly researched, AI-generated blog posts.
Oh, completely.
They were cheap, they were fast, they were easy to produce. Mm-hmm. And so, of course, everybody did it.
Right. It was the great content illusion.
Yeah. And Google, well, they had to respond. So they significantly raised the bar for what they consider valuable content. If a search engine sees your content as just a slightly rearranged, summarized Wikipedia entry, which, let's be honest, most of that mass-produced AI content was, they'll just bypass your site entirely. They'll present an AI summary right there in the search result, and boom, the user's query is satisfied instantly.
So you've invested all this time and money, and you get exactly zero clicks for your effort.
Zero.
So the new mandate for AI proofing, it's not about better formatting or more keywords. Mm-hmm. It's about providing information that a large language model, an LLM, can't just easily scrape and regurgitate. What does that actually look like in practice?
It means moving away from common knowledge and into proprietary knowledge. The only content that really holds value now is content rooted in firsthand experience and proprietary data.
Right.
If the AI has already consumed it from, I don't know, 10,000 other sources, your content is essentially disposable.
That distinction is the entire ballgame. But for a business leader who's signing off on a, you know, a pretty significant marketing budget, this has to connect directly to Google's core quality signals, doesn't it?
It connects immediately. We're talking about EEAT.
Experience, expertise, authoritativeness, and trustworthiness.
Exactly. And the updates since 2025 have heavily, heavily amplified that first E for experience. Competence, just knowing what you're talking about, that's now just the price of admission. Authority, which is based on demonstrable experience, is what actually generates the leads.
Okay, but that brings up a really critical challenge for the CEO who's overseeing that marketing team. If we're talking about sharing proprietary data, how does a service firm balance that need for EET and transparency without, you know, giving away the secret sauce to a competitor? Feels kind of risky.
That's a very common and, frankly, a really important concern. The key is in the documentation, not full disclosure. Your marketing team shouldn't be giving away the execution details of your unique methodology, but they absolutely must document the results and the philosophy behind it.
Okay, so share the why, but not the how.
Precisely. Share the why and the what happened, but you keep the detailed how within the team. So for example, instead of a general article on, say, client onboarding, they should publish a detailed piece on your firm's unique 7-step onboarding risk mitigation process.
Ah, I see.
And you cite anonymized data showing that clients using this process have, for example, a 30% higher long-term retention rate. That quantifiable result, which is unique to your firm, that's the proprietary data point.
I see. So the whole content strategy has shifted from covering a topic broadly to documenting your firm's specific, unique contribution to that topic.
Exactly. You are turning your internal operational excellence into external lead generation content.
Okay, that leads us right into the next crucial shift in mindset. For years, SEO was a volume game, right? It was focused on matching keywords to search intent. We'd try to rank for 100 different keywords.
That old strategy is, it's dead. Today, it is all about information gain.
Let's define that really clearly. If keyword matching was the old competition, what exactly is information gain, and how does it stop the AI from stealing the user?
Okay, so information gain means that when a search engine lands on your page, you are providing genuine, new, additive knowledge, something that doesn't already exist in the top 10 results that it's already pulled from the web. If you are just restating what Wikipedia or a competitor already said, there is zero gain. But if you are providing a new, expert-backed insight drawn from your specific proprietary experience, that's gain. The new competition is value, not volume.
And this is the core of the click challenge.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm a high-intent prospect and the AI summary gives me the perfect answer, like the average ROI for this specific software implementation is 25%, I'm done. I never click on your website.
Correct. The AI fulfilled your informational need.
So how do you get them to click?
Your content has to offer what we call next step value. And this is where it gets really interesting for you, because the content needs to be functional. It needs to be action oriented. It has to make the prospect realize they still have work to do and that that work requires your specialized asset.
So if informational content is the bait that the AI eats, what kind of value forces the prospect to take that next step to click?
We've identified three specific types of next step value that are just essential for B2B service firms.
Okay.
First, interactive tools. We're talking calculators, self-audits, diagnostic tools that solve a very specific problem. Imagine a consulting firm that specializes in operational efficiency.
Right.
They don't just write a blog post about the importance of reducing bottlenecks. They build a proprietary interactive efficiency bottleneck calculator. You input 5 specific operational metrics and it gives you back a custom data-driven score and identifies your top 3 areas for immediate improvement, all based on their methodology.
The LLM can describe the concept of a bottleneck, but it can't run the prospect's specific numbers through the firm's proprietary algorithm.
The tool forces the click.
Exactly.
Okay, so what's number 2?
The second is proprietary research. We touched on this, but here's where it becomes lead generation. This means publishing white papers or industry reports based purely on your firm's own accumulated anonymized client data. So for a financial services firm, that might be a report on the top 5 predictors of M&A failure in mid-market tech companies, backed by 5 years of their internal client outcome data.
And that content is a locked asset. It literally exists nowhere else on the web.
Which means the AI is forced to cite your firm as the source of that data.
And the third.
And the third, which really elevates a firm from just a service provider to a true thought leader, is opinionated leadership. This is not just repeating industry trends. It's content that takes a firm, sometimes even a contrarian stand.
So pushing back on the common wisdom.
Exactly. So for example, if every competitor is saying, you must integrate Solution X, your firm publishes a well-researched article titled, Why Solution X Will Actually Kill Your Efficiency in Q4, backed by your own client performance data.
That is definitive authority. It establishes the firm as a primary source of the debate, not just another participant in the conversation. So by using these three elements, a business builds a predictable, reliable lead generation system.
And one that is resilient to search updates? Precisely. They are building value that is independent of Google's preference for AI summarization. They're building that moat we talked about earlier.
That moat concept is so crucial, especially when we start talking about investment. You know, if a CEO is budgeting, say, $15,000 a month for this kind of strategy, they need some assurance that this massive effort isn't going to be made redundant by the next big AI rollout.
Of course.
So how do we respond to that skepticism, to the idea that AI will eventually just consume all this proprietary data anyway?
We respond with what we call the training data strategy. We have to look at the mechanism here. AI models, they're trained on the web. They consume knowledge. If your brand is the one that's consistently being quoted and cited and linked to by other industry authorities, by analysts, by journalists, maybe even by your competitors, your brand becomes part of the fundamental training data itself.
So instead of being just another generic data point that the AI summarizes, you become the foundational source that the AI actually learns from. You're actively controlling the narrative of your niche.
You're building that defensive brand moat, one that's cited across the entire digital ecosystem. And this is so vital because user behavior is changing. People are moving away from typing questions into the traditional search bar and shifting toward AI assistants like ChatGPT or Google Gemini.
And those AI assistants, they have to give recommendations.
They absolutely do. And they will recommend the companies that have the strongest, most authentic, and most cited digital footprint because the LLM has already learned to trust those sources.
So the business stops relying on, you know, traditional, unpredictable client referrals. Mm. And instead, the firm becomes the referral that the AI assistant provides directly to a high-intent prospect asking a really complex question.
Yeah.
That's a profound shift in lead flow.
It fundamentally changes the cost of acquisition. But as you pointed out, deploying these kinds of intensive content strategies requires a significant budget, which means we have to move far, far beyond reporting surface level metrics like average position or just total traffic volume.
Right. A CEO managing that kind of budget needs to know that marketing is driving revenue, not just consuming cash. So what are the, say, three critical new metrics that truly prove the ROI of an AI proofing strategy?
The reporting has to be laser focused on business results. First one is lead quality. We have to move past just tracking the volume of traffic that lands on your cool interactive tool or your white paper. You have to track the specific search terms that resulted in qualified inbound inquiries, those leads that are actually ready to move to a sales conversation. The key performance indicator here is the velocity of qualified leads, your MQLs converting to SQLs that are sourced directly from that information gain content.
Quantity is cheap. High quality is revenue. So we need to track which specific proprietary assets are generating the highest value leads, not just the highest traffic.
Precisely. The second critical metric is brand mentions. This proves you are effectively building that digital moat. You need to track how often your firm is being quoted, cited, and referenced as an authority in its niche by other high authority sites.
So things like domain authority or looking for unlinked mentions.
Yes, exactly. Growth in your authority score, the overall health of your link profile. You're looking for evidence that you're becoming a trusted source.
You want to see real proof that your proprietary data is entering the academic and professional discourse of your industry.
Absolutely. And the third metric is conversion attribution. We need clear data showing how this robust SEO authority is supporting every other marketing channel you have. How much does the trust built by your AI-proof content lower the cost per acquisition, your CPA, in your parallel paid ad campaigns?
That's a great point.
Because often prospects who see your ads have already used your interactive tools or read your research, which makes them much, much warmer leads when they finally click that ad.
So if we connect this to the bigger picture, this whole commitment to AI-proofing SEO is really a commitment to clear, data-driven reporting that ensures marketing is a verifiable revenue driver.
Yes.
It stops being this sort of vague cost center and starts providing the deep dive insights that the executive team actually needs.
It ensures that the investment generates real, measurable leads and builds an asset that resists the volatility of future algorithm rollouts.
This has been an absolutely indispensable deep dive. For any B2B service firm listening, the essential path forward is to stop chasing high-volume keywords and generic content. You have to move aggressively toward demonstrating EEAT through your own proprietary data, your interactive tools, and your opinionated leadership.
And just remember, the effort of AI-proofing your content isn't just about pleasing a search engine algorithm. It's fundamentally about controlling your own narrative. It's about ensuring that your unique expertise and your hard-won methodology become the non-negotiable foundation of future AI answers. It's about making your firm indispensable.
Which leaves us with this one final challenge, something really provocative for you to think about as you restructure your entire content strategy for 2026.
If the AI is reading everything on the web right now, synthesizing the world's knowledge, what specific piece of unique, maybe even counterintuitive insight or proprietary data could you publish next week that would be so valuable, so essential that it would force even the largest language models to start citing your firm as the definitive source? That is the real measure of your content's authority for 2026 and beyond.
We hope you enjoyed today's topic.
Be sure to like, comment, and follow us.
and check out our other shows all related to digital marketing.
Whether you're a web designer, Google Ads specialist, or a small business owner, we've got a show that'll help you get clarity on what's trending now in digital marketing.
And if you need help,
with 25 years of experience across 30 plus industries and thousands of projects, we deliver ruthlessly effective Google Ads, SEO, and omnichannel digital marketing campaigns.
Learn how you can get consistent leads in 30 days or less using our proven digital marketing strategies.
Contact us at doubledome.com to set up a free consultation.